The wild animals who live among us are part of our communities. They're residents and contributors, not outsiders or intruders. Our assault on them can be viewed as harbingers of our larger environmental destiny. If we can't attend to the animals in our own backyards, the long-term chances for biological diversity in the rest of this world are bleak. Every animal whose space we share in our neighborhoods, from the diurnal deer, squirrels, bees, and birds, to the nocturnal foxes, skunks, rats, raccoons, mountain lions, and possums, face challenges that threaten their survival every day. Noisy leaf blowers and unleashed dogs, speeding cars and light pollution, rampant habitat loss, and a human species so hostile to their existence, we install non-native landscapes they can't eat, delicious plants they love but are hindered from or punished for eating, and fences that inhibit their ability to travel freely to find food, water, or shelter. Biological diversity is declining at alarming rates, and since the underlying cause is easy to identify, human behavior, the underlying solutions are equally apparent. A few changes can make all the difference. We can plant native landscapes. Animals can't survive without the plants they co-evolved with. We can give plant eaters a break. Newly planted trees and shrubs will be tested by hungry deer, but just keeping new plants protected for the first few years means they can withstand a little nibbling once they're more mature. We can stop using netting to protect those trees. Animals who get caught in them suffer tremendously. We can stop poisoning rats, if not because there are more humane ways to deal with uninvited critters in our homes than because rat poison hurts everyone in the food web. We can create wildlife corridors to allow animals to move freely through our yards without risking the dangers of the road. Everything we do has an impact on something or someone else. It's not that we can make a difference in this world. It's that we do make a difference. The question is, do we want that difference to be negative or positive? With The Perspective, this is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau.